Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. As Abraham approached the end of his life, he was forward-thinking enough to deal with his estate while he was still alive. He did not leave it for Keturah, his to-be widow, or his children to take care of. He handled it himself and declared Isaac to be the sole heir. Abraham gave all he had to Isaac, and he gave gifts to his other children. Father Abraham had many sons, but they were not all to be treated the same. God does not require that we treat all our children the same. Sometimes it is the better part of wisdom if we do not, because our children are individuals with their individual strengths and weaknesses. Good parents need to recognize that. Abraham did not treat his children all the same. He already made a distinction between Ishmael and Isaac. He sent Ishmael and Hagar away and kept Isaac, and a similar pattern would continue. Isaac, because of God's covenant, would be the only one to inherit Abraham's estate. Because Isaac is the only heir, he will inherit all of the blessing. Later, there would be a spat between twin brothers, and Jacob would steal a blessing from Esau. That will not happen in this generation. Isaac will receive all of the blessing promised to Abraham. God's special favor would not be divided up among all of Isaac's stepbrothers. Abram was wise enough to give bequests to his other children and not cut the rest of them off. If Abraham did not give them anything, he dies and there's a huge fight waiting to happen. Abraham stays in charge and decides how his assets would be distributed while he is still alive. He made provisions for all of them, and if any of them had a problem, including Keturah, Abraham was still being alive is around to address it. It would not fall to Isaac to sort out a family squabble over property rights. Abraham had been tremendously blessed by God. He had enough wealth to provide well for his sons, to set them up in their own enterprises. Based on where we find references to the names associated with Keturah and her sons, perhaps they were merchants in the spice trade. That was a big deal with caravans from the East, from India and China, coming to Saudi Arabia and beyond with spices. Perhaps Abraham set them up in business. Abraham went further. While he was still living, Abraham sent Keturah's sons eastward, away from his son Isaac, to the country of the East. He is working to minimize potential conflict and preserve the integrity of the line of promise that would come through the Son of Promise. We do not know how much God told Abraham. We do know that God had singled out Isaac for special treatment. He had made at least that much plain to Abraham. No, it is not Eliezer who is going to be your heir. It will not be Ishmael. It will be Isaac. He knew that much. And as he had done with Ishmael, he sent the rest of his sons to a distant place, perhaps with some family connections, in the old country. Now it seems likely Abraham did not figure all this out by himself. It is almost certain that he had some direction from God, either in person or through Eliezer, or perhaps Keturah. We are told the duration of Abraham's years, that he lived 175 years, and it was a good old age. The Bible gives a different view of age than our culture does today. Particularly in the West, we worship youth and spend, it seems like, billions of dollars to try to prevent even the appearance of aging. The Bible has a different view. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.